Good morning and welcome to week six. I am so excited to have you here. It's been six amazing, well, five really amazing weeks, and we have seen so many transformations on so many levels, and wow, we still have another two beautiful weeks left. So whether you are super motivated to keep going, or you may have fallen off track for a while and you need a little motivation to get back up, it's never too late to start. So 2 weeks is a great amount of time to make big changes in your life. I want to take a second and really appreciate Rachel, because I took a quick look at our page before I got on this call, and I saw that she wrote that one of her goals was to get a job that allowed her more balance in her life. And we're all very excited to celebrate that she took a job that's 5 hours less a week and 20 minutes closer to home. What? That's huge, Rachel. Wow. That's just beyond incredible. And it looks like you said that you're really excited to start this new adventure and have more time doing healthy meals and moving your body. Whoa, that is huge. Like, I'm just so excited for you and so inspired. It's really beautiful to see somebody take their life by their hands and really say, this is how I want to shape my life. This is how I want to create it, how I want it to be. So thank you for inspiring and motivating all of us with that big life change that will be, I'm certain, one of the best decisions you've ever made and will just be a massive stepping stone to the ultimate dream and goal that you have in mind. I want to use this time as we bring up that example to use a personal example. So yesterday I was on the phone with my mom and we had a really great opportunity to talk about creating our lives how we want them to be. And sometimes it takes something not so great to happen for us to realize this and to truly value it. And unfortunately for our family, we have someone that's very sick right now with cancer in her bones, her brain, and there's somewhere else, I think her liver. And that's one of my aunts. And, you know, it's one of those things that's very, very hard to hear, because you know, we care about someone so much, and the thought of them being taken away from us is very, very hard. And for that, we want to, this is going to be the ultimate example of how you can shift your paradigm and shift your belief. And what we were able to do is we were able to first thank the experience, which at first you think, how can I thank that experience? Well, we can thank it for giving us the opportunity to feel more alive than we have ever felt. And, you know, allow us to experience emotion on an extreme level. And, you know, when we experience emotion like that, that is truly feeling alive, whether it's a good emotion or a bad emotion. And we can look at that emotion and either find the beauty in it, or we can get controlled by it. And in this situation, it's allowing my mom to go visit her sister and to spend time with her. And by doing this, she can give so much love to another person, and she can feel so deeply connected with her sister on a level that sometimes we forget to be that connected with the people we love. You know, sometimes it takes a serious experience for us to really understand the value of family and the value of our relationships with our family members. You know, luckily my mom and her sisters have very good relationships, and they've always been very good at showing each other their love. But, you know, this is a different level. This is something that you can really experience. And as much as it's one of the most painful things in the world to think about losing someone you love, it's also one of the biggest opportunities in the world to really feel connected with them and feel alive, feel loved, and just give to another person. Like, you can have the opportunity to just give them pure, unconditional love and experience life in a way that we almost never get to experience it. So there is a blessing within every challenge that we face. And as much as that's a painful experience, you know, I just want to give you guys as many examples as possible at how we can shift our mindset, our paradigm, our beliefs, in order to create opportunity and love in every scenario. So I really challenge you to take that experience and to shift it and shape it into your health. You know, this is another reason why it's so important to take your health seriously. And, you know, Rachel, so beyond blessed that you made that decision and you made that shift in your life, because what you did there is you said, I'm no longer willing to live this lifestyle that doesn't suit me and it doesn't serve what I want to be, who I want to be in a year, 5 years, or 10 years even. And you said, well, what would? Well, having more time, spending less time driving, working less hours. Beautiful. That means you have that much more time to really experience life. Or maybe you picked a job that you get to experience life while doing. And that is huge. So let's all look into that and ask ourselves what we want to do and how we want to break this down. Another thing my mom and I got to talk about on our phone call yesterday was how we're shaping our lives. So we got to talk about the fact that a lot of days, you know, most people are just trying to survive. So we're just doing things in order to, we're doing things for survival, which means that we're not focused on the bigger picture. We're just focused on, I hope I can get through the day. I hope I can make it through today. And that's not a mindset we want to be in. We want to be in an abundant, that's a mindset of lacking. So an abundant mindset is us looking at what we want to achieve, where we want to be, who we want to be, and then we work back from that on what small baby steps we can take every single day in order to reach that, you know? So for Josh and I, one of our main things that we really want in our lives is we want our families to be together and all of us to be together. So that is a huge driving force and passion for us. And so we ask ourselves, well, what would we need to do in order to create that? And we never give responsibility to the other person to create it. So we're not putting our responsibility on our family members to create this for us or to do something or make a certain amount of money in order to be able to do that. We take full responsibility. If they can do their part too, you know, if they want to or feel like that, then awesome, icing, bonus, cherry on top. But what we really want to do is create it for ourselves. So we say, well, what would we need to do to fully create that? And then, you know, for us, it's making a certain amount of money in order for that to happen. And it's finding the right spot and place and bringing it all together. So every single day, we take small steps in order to create that and make that something that in the future is a thing and is real, you know. And it's not a goal that we want immediately. We want to work up to this. So yeah, this is like our bodies, the same thing. Josh and I both check in every day, and it's like, well, if we want our bodies to be able to do this, this, and this, we need to be doing this every single day. That's why yoga happens for us every day. We are stretching or doing some form of yoga every single day because we want our bodies to be limber enough to allow us to do basically anything we need them to. And we also want our balance to be so strong that we can be put in any scenario and be able to handle it, and not only handle it, but thrive in it. For example, yesterday we went to a waterfall and we were hiking up this beautiful waterfall with rocks, and it's not a trail at all. This is sort of just a trail we decided to create ourselves. And both of us were so excited that it was really fun to climb this trail because we had put every day's work into creating our bodies to be functional, which means that we're able to, you know, go into a rock climbing scenario and thrive. We're able to do some yoga and thrive. We're able to jump up on top of a big wall and thrive. You know, anything that you put us in, we could do. So doing that was really exhilarating, and it just felt like this was a challenging hike, and we were taking large steps up onto things and creeping around corners and twisting and turning and all of these different things, really moving our bodies. It was really epic. So I totally encourage you guys that if you have the opportunity to go, like, blaze your own trail somewhere, definitely do it. It's so alive. Like, next Saturday or Sunday you have open, I would say seek out a place like this. And what I'm really excited about is the workouts that you all have been doing, the fitness program that I've created for you guys allows you this. It's creating your body in a functional way. So all the workouts we do, the ab workouts, the leg workouts, the arm workouts, these are creating muscles that will be functional and will serve you on a deep, deep level that allows you to do any kind of anything you want. Somebody says, hey, you want to go snowboarding? You're like, well, I've never been, but I'm in pretty good shape. I'm pretty functional. So let me give this a try. I think I can handle it. you know, somebody says, yeah, you want to go do some sprints? Yeah, sure. Like, I'm always ready for anything. You just want to always be preparing yourself. And so the main point of this story is that Josh and I every day do something that creates our bodies to be functional like that. And you're doing that as well. So you should be really excited and really proud of that. That right there is going to wrap up our call today. Just wanted to hit on those two really important topics that seem to be really present right now in my life. So I know I'm sort of being told that this is what I'm supposed to relay to you guys. I always feel like I get the right message for you all in the right timing. So let's all celebrate Rachel, because that is a massive, massive step. You're just creating your own reality, which is so beautiful. And you're realizing that we can create our life to be however we want it every single day. So if you want to have a certain amount of money, if you want to have a certain home, if you want to have a certain lifestyle, what baby steps can you take every single day to create that? That's what we ask ourselves, and then we hop right into it. So create your reality today. Make sure you take those baby steps. If you want to post what those baby steps are up on the Facebook page, I would love to read it. So say congratulations to Rachel, because that is just, we're beyond proud. And remember to give a lot of love to everybody else today. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Remember, it's an evening call tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to hear from you guys today. Have an awesome day. Love y'all. Bye.